高兴啊，今天早上跟你们一起有机会分享啊，我特别高兴我可以跟我太太同工，所以其实不是我们两个人而已，还有第三个，对，我们很高兴啊。一月底快要生，所以好呀。所以继续下去，我可以用英文讲，然后我请我太太做饭，可以吗？好。所以we're really happy that we can be here together as a family to serve God and to worship together with you.
我们很高兴今天可以来这里跟像一个家庭这样一起服事，然后跟大家一同敬拜神。
Very happy that we can have our baby also to serve along with us.
我们很高兴。我们的小孩也可以跟我们一起服事。
And so if you remember to pray for us, thank you.
就是如果记得可以替我们祷告，真太谢谢你了。
As we're preparing for baby, we're realizing a lot of things that we need to buy, like a crib and diapers and all that stuff.
我们就为了准备 baby 要买很多东西，什么床啊，什么尿布。
I also realized like now getting very scared about it. I need to be a dad now.
我现在就有点怕，我要变爸爸了。
So we're still figuring out how to be sons and daughters to our own parents, and now we have to be parents to other guys.
我们现在就是想说要怎么做好的儿子女儿，但是我们现在要变成父母了。
But really, we feel that this baby is a miracle and is a gift from God.
我觉得这个 baby 是一个奇迹，然后是神的礼物。
And so we're very happy that that we can bring baby along with us, and that baby can also be a sign and a witness to God's power.
我们很高兴可以带 baby 一起来，然后这个 baby 也是可以是神的这个预兆跟神的能力。
好，我们欢迎。好，可以这个，
好，你就拿着，谢谢。
And our passage for today is also about a young family.
我们今天的经文也是关于一个年轻的家庭。
A young family that was caught in the midst of a lot of turmoil, a time of a lot of stress and instability in their country.
这家庭呢，它是在一个就是很混乱的时代，就是也是动荡的时代。
And in the midst of that, their family was used as a sign and a wonder.
在这个时代内，这个家庭就是被神来使用，是像一个预兆跟奇迹。
It's my desire that our baby also is a sign and a wonder and a testimony to God's power.
我的希望也是我们的小孩也是神的预兆跟奇迹，来见证神的能力。
And as I bring God's blessing to you today and God's word to you, I also desire that your families also are a witness to God's power.
那我今天神就用我传讲他的话语。我也是叫给，就是传达神的祝福，也是希望你的家庭也是神的预兆跟奇迹。
So let's start with a word of prayer.
所以我们现在的祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天上的父。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace.
我感谢你，因为你奇异恩典。
That always you have shown grace to us.
你总是将你的恩典显现给我。
Even before we knew you, Lord, you still loved us.
在我们认识你之前，你就爱我们。
And you sent your Son Jesus to die for our sins.
你赐下你的独生儿子基督来为我们而死。
Lord, you have been shepherding our lives even before we were born. You already knew us.
主啊，你实在像一个牧羊人带领我们的人生。我们在生之前，你就已经知道我们。
And it is through grace that you have brought us safely thus far up until today.
因为恩典，你让我们安全的带到今天。
You also give us families.
你同时也给我们家庭。
And so our families are not perfect.
我们的家庭不是完美。
But they are gifts from you.
但是家庭是你的礼物。
We ask, Lord, that we desire that our families be a witness to your power.
我们希望我们家庭是做你能力的见证。
To see what you do in our lives.
是能看见你在我们生命中的大功。
Not to proclaim our own righteousness.
不是因为我们自己的公义。
But to testify of your grace and your forgiveness.
是要见证你的恩典跟原谅。
We commit our families into your hands.
我们将我们的家庭交托在你手中。
As well as our time together this morning.
也是也有以及我们今天早上的时光。
In Jesus' name we pray.
在求主耶稣圣名求。
Amen. Have your Bibles. I ask you, invite you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 8.
我邀请你去翻开你的圣经，在以赛亚书第八节。
We have some of it on the screen, but there's much more in the passage, the context before and after. So if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the beginning of Isaiah.
所以如果你有圣经，请翻到那个以赛亚书前面那里。
And this is the tail end of chapter 8.
我要这样讲，其实是第八章最后的一些一段。
Isaiah was one of the prophets, most prolific prophets, so God spoke a lot through Isaiah.
以赛亚就是他是一个那个先知，然后神借着以赛亚讲出很多的话。
If you've never had a chance to read through the whole book of Isaiah, it's very long. He had a lot to say.
以赛亚书是很长的那个也很长的一本书，然后以赛亚有很多的话要说。
But it's very powerful, very beautiful.
非常的美丽，也非常的有力。
It has a lot of down, like when God is really punishing the Israelites.
它有很多就是有些那个像神就是要惩罚以色列人的时候，有很多就是很困难的地方。
But also a lot of uplifting stuff, a lot of promises of God's faith.
但是也有很多神的那个应许，然后让我们提升我们那个我们的精神的地方。
Yeah, and it actually talks a lot about Jesus.
但是也讲到很多关于耶稣的。
When Isaiah was, when God was speaking to Isaiah, it was a time of a lot of unrest in Israel and Judah.
当神跟以赛亚讲话的时候，这个时代是一个很就是动荡的时代。
At this time, the country had already forgotten God for many, many years.
在这个时候，这个以色列跟犹大就是已经忘。很久都忘了神了。
They had already split in two, so Israel was the northern kingdom, and then Judah was in the southern kingdom.
这时候他们早就分成两个国家，以色列是北国，犹大是南国。
Judah was a little bit better. Sometimes they had good kings that came back to God, but the northern kingdom, Israel, like just were very, very, very far away from God.
犹大是比较好的国，他有时候有好王的时候，他们就记得神。但是北国以色列已经完全忘了神。
At this time, the prophet Isaiah, he's living in Jerusalem, in the area around Jerusalem, and so he's in the southern kingdom in Judah.
这个以赛亚书他是犹大国的先知，他住在耶路撒冷附近。
They are now at war with the northern kingdom and also with another country called Aram.
现在那个北国跟南国是在征战，然后他们也跟另外一个国家叫亚兰征战。
There's a lot of unrest. There's a lot of insecurity.
这有很多动荡跟不安全。
It's a little bit like Israel is nowadays.
现在有点像现代的以色列一样。
Yeah. And so people are not sure if they're going to survive another year or another 10 years or even another month.
在那里的人，他们不晓得他们可以存活一年或一个月。
In these unstable times, Isaiah and his family were called by God.
在这个动荡的时代，以那个主耶稣那个主神呼召以赛亚跟他的家庭。
And God chose him to be his instrument, to be kind of like a loudspeaker. So that's what a prophet is. It's kind of just a loudspeaker. God speaks into the loudspeaker, and the loudspeaker proclaims to everybody else.
以赛亚是被神使用，就像一个大声的那个呼叫器。然后就是来呼讲神的旨意。
So the passage that I chose for today, just verses from verses this is 16 through 22. This is actually not God speaking, but it's Isaiah speaking.
在我今天讲16节到22节，不是神讲，是以赛亚在讲。
Although obviously he's being led by the Holy Spirit as he's saying.
但是就是说，其实他是就是被那个圣灵的带领。
But this is actually Isaiah's own response after he's experienced God speaking to him and saying, "This is how you're to proclaim to the rest of the Israelites." And then Isaiah responds to God in this way.
这是以赛亚对神的回应，在那个神跟以赛亚说，你要怎么跟以色列人宣扬他的话语。
So just to make it kind of simpler, I chose three aspects of this passage. Today, to focus on.
就是说我就有三点的那个要跟大家分享是关于这个经文的。
The first point is to wait and look.
第一个就是要等待还有看。
This is Isaiah also said in verses 16 and 17 that he waits for God and he's looking eagerly for God.
就像以赛亚说，他等待神，他也看着神。
Secondly is signs and wonders.
第二个就是预兆跟奇迹。
Isaiah says that his family, he and his wife and the children that God gave him them are to be signs and wonders of God's power.
以赛亚说第二点就是预兆跟奇迹，就像以赛亚说，他和他的家庭就是神的预兆跟奇迹。
That's the purpose of family.
这个是家庭的目的。
And lastly is the law and the testimony.
第三个就是律法跟见证。
And so this is the tail part of this verses 20 and 19 through 22 or so, when Isaiah says, why are people not turning to God? We need to turn to the law and the testimony. Come back to the Bible.
这个就是最后这个第十九节到第二十二节，就是说以赛亚说为什么人们不去信这个律法，我们实在应该要回到神的话语上。
So the three challenges for all of us today.
所以今天给大家有三个挑战。
Firstly, are we waiting for God, looking eagerly for God's coming?
就是我们第一，我们是要 等待，然后就是要一直就是要守望神。
Secondly, do we see our family as signs and wonders from God?
第二个就是说，我们的家庭是用神的预兆跟奇迹吗？
And lastly, is God's word, the law and the testimony, a central part of our family life?
第三个就是神的律法跟见证是 我们家庭的重心吗？
And along the way, I'll also mention, so to illustrate these three points, there's three sons, three children that are mentioned.
就是我要讲关于这三点，就是挑战的时候呢，这里有三个小孩也是在圣经上有提到的。
And their names have very important meaning.
然后他们的名字有很重要的意义。
So we'll get to that.
所以我们要也会讲关于那个。
First, wait and look. Let's read together verses 16 and 17.
我们先讲就是等待跟看望，那就是16，请一起念16节跟17节。
Okay, this might be, verse 16 might be a little bit tricky to understand because we're kind of coming halfway through the passage.
16节可能有点比较难去了解，因为好，我们就已经就跳到第16节了。So
what was happening in this time is when God speaks to a prophet, and just God kind of inspired the prophet with these words, and the prophet would either say them out loud or write them down on a piece of paper.
就说神要指示先知他的话语的时候呢，先知他就是，不然就是他就是传讲出去，不然就以神的那个灵来帮他写下来的。But
then what happens after that?
但是 之后怎么样呢?
So if he just like proclaims God's word and then everybody listens and says like, okay, sounds good, okay, bye-bye. Right?
如果他就传扬神的话语，然后大家听到就 okay, 听起来不错，然后就不管。Then
that's no good, that's not useful, right?
那不是很有用，对不对?
So verse 16 here is saying not only to proclaim God's word, but to write it down and seal it up, to store it away for safekeeping.
就是第16节，就是我们不仅听到神所传那个 先知所传扬神的话语，我们还要把它合起来，要卷起来，然后把它藏起来，摆在安全的地方。
Habakkuk chapter 2 also mentions a very similar phrase about storing up God's word for the future, because this is the passage before is a prophecy about the future.
这哈巴古书也是说，我们要把神的话存起来、藏起来，要给未来而使用。
Psalm 119 also talks about storing up God's word in our hearts so that we might not sin.
诗篇119章也说，我们也是要把神的话藏在我们的心里。
And so this is the idea here is that Isaiah is saying this prophecy regards the future. So we're going to not only proclaim it now, but we're also going to store it away and seal it. And then when it comes true in the future, we can open that.
因为这个神的话语现在也是关于未来的，所以我们现在不仅现在要听，也要把它藏起来，然后就是给它封起来，然后要。 未来也可以用。
And it's related to in verse 17, Isaiah's attitude of waiting for God's fulfillment.
就是关于就是说第十七节，就是说以赛亚他就是要等待仰望神对这些话语的应许。
The exact prophecy that's being mentioned here is in the first part of chapter 8. So if you have your Bibles open, you can look at it.
所以这是神那时候给那个以赛亚是讲什么话呢？是在第八章的前面。
Verses 6, 7, 8 or so.
大概是第六七八。
It's essentially saying that right now, remember the southern kingdom, they're being fought against by the northern kingdom and by Aram, which is another country on the side.
所以现在大家记得就是说，现在是 北国跟亚兰他们有联盟要打南边的国家。
对呀，不错，So God's prophecy is, don't worry about them, don't worry about the northern kingdoms, because later on God's going to bring Assyria, yet another country, and is going to wipe out those guys.
但是神的话也就是说，不要担心他们两个联合打你，因为以后神要带领另外一个亚述国来打他们。
In other words, God is saying, don't worry about this. He's got it under control.
就是神说不要担心，因为神都在掌管之中。
In fact, he even gave a time limit. He predicted when this would happen. It would be very soon.
神也告诉他们时间的那个限制，说这会发生很快的。
And so Isaiah then his response is, okay, I know this is going to happen really soon, and if God says so, I can count on it will absolutely happen.
所以那个以赛亚的回应就是说啊，如果神所说的，我就可以就是信赖他，因为一定会发生。
That means I can wait. I can wait for God to fulfill His promises.
就是所以说我可以等待，来等到神来应验他的应许。
What are God's promises over us today?
神对我们的应许是什么？
Are we waiting eagerly for God's promise?
我们就是能一直等待神的应许吗？
When I was before I knew my wifey and I was single and I really did not like being single.
当他认识他的太太之前，他是单身，他不喜欢单身。
Yeah, well, I was really 受不了。
因为受不了单身。
She was better. She was okay. I it was also very difficult for her. I think.
也是不容易对我来说，但是我还比较 OK。
I felt like I would pray constantly to God. I said, God, I'm so lonely. I really need a wifey. I know I need a wifey. And I felt like I just had to wait for a very long time for God to bring that.
我就一直祷告，我就跟神说，我真的需要一个太太，我真的需要太太。但是我就觉得等了好久。
I felt for me, I really felt the assurance, a confidence from God that I wouldn't get married.
我对我来说呢，我就是对，就是觉得有信心。确定的应许就是我会结婚的。
Not everybody, God doesn't have that plan for everybody, but I really felt very strongly about it.
神不是有将结婚的应允给每个人，但是我真的觉得神是要我结婚。
But I didn't know who.
但是我不知道谁。
So it wasn't, and it wasn't like I had many options to choose from, and then I choose the right one.
就不是说我有很多选择，我就选择其中一个。
I didn't have any options at all.
他就说我也没什么选择。
I just had to wait patiently.For God's promise.
我就只有耐心等待神的应允。
And it was very difficult to wait.
这非等待是非常困难的。
I also for some time, I questioned myself. I thought maybe I need to be doing more. I need to like go out and meet more people or something.
我常常疑问我自己，我就说，其实我好像要做多一点，我要到去外面去认识多一点人。
But God gave me this reassurance to just wait upon Him, just wait for Him.
神给我这个确信再确信，就是说我就是要。
And in the right time, then God brings just the right person. And the way that God brought us together is really a miracle as well. Really, neither of us, it wasn't that like I saw her and then fell in love with her.
就是神，就是我们见遇见也是一个奇迹，因为我们不是就说一见钟情。
But instead, it was really after we got to know each other in our church, in our small group, and then God really spoke to both of our hearts.
就是说，就是其实我们在教堂跟小组认识以后呢，神真的对我们两个来讲话。
Yeah, and initially, actually, we each both pushed back against God and said no.
刚开始我们跟神说不要。
But God's purpose, He doesn't change His mind.
但是神不改变他的主意，跟他的命定。
He doesn't make mistakes either.
他也不犯错的。
So we each both individually said yes to God and then yes to each other.
所以我们就跟神说好，然后我们又跟彼此说好。
And then after that, then the falling in love and the affection and all of that comes.
那在那之后呢，我们就开始就是有神的爱在，就有爱。
And we've been married 3 years, 3.5 years.
结婚快四年了。
So we are still, I know we're still starting our journey. There's a lot more.
我在刚开始我们这个结婚的旅程还有很多要学习。
But it's really, I think, a testimony that it's God who brought us together.
我觉得这真是一个见证，就是神把我们两个联合在一起。
And then just waiting upon God for His promise.
就是要等待神的应允。
And she had actually a really good phrase about waiting for God's promise.
就说他说我有一个就是想法，就是说要怎么样等待神。
Which is that when she was single, it also really was very difficult. Also, I think for her being single.
但是我是单身也是不容易的。
But she figured, well, God, even if you call me to be single for the rest of my life, I'm still okay with that.
你如果要叫我一辈子都单身，我也可以的。
And so she said she would take marriage and offer it on the altar to God.
哦、就好像我就把那个婚姻呢，就好像献在祭坛上给神。
So just as a sacrifice, even if God wants to take that away.
如果神要把这个献在祭坛上拿走，也是可以。
And so it's really our testimony of just waiting upon God.
这是我们对就是等待神的一个见证。
Now we also realize that we're still fairly young, reasonably.
我们讲说我们也还有一点年轻。
And so I know that there will be much more waiting for us in the future.
所以我相信我们在未来也有很多要等待的机会。
But when God makes a promise to us in Scripture.
但是如果神啊、借着经文给我们的应许
，He is absolutely going to bring it about.
他一定会啊、就是让这个应许实现。
God does not always promise that everybody will get married.
神没有应许每个人都会结婚。
God doesn't always promise that people will have kids or have a happy family.
神也没有应许每个人都有小孩还有快乐的家庭。
But where God does promise us, He will completely, absolutely bring it to pass.
但是只要神有应许，他一定会让他来应验。
It's a passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, right?
在那个第哥林书二章第二节
Second Corinthians chapter 2 it says in God all his promises are yes
在神里的应许都是 yes
God doesn't change his mind doesn't say yes and then no
神不改变主意又说好又说不好
and so when God promises and he says yes to his promise
但是神说神应许了以后他说 yes 出他对他的应许
then we can respond and say the amen
それを我们可以跟神回应说 Amen
Amen, the Hebrew word Amen we always say at the end of our prayers, right? What does that mean?
そう、Amen の意思是什么
My daddy used to joke, it's, Amen is like when you're praying really, really long and then people are about to leave, then you have Amen, Aju.
他爸爸就在开玩笑说，就说你祷告很久，人家开始离开，你就大声说要把门压住，你意思 Amen.
That's not what it means.
不是他的意思。
Amen is a Hebrew word that just means yes.
在希伯来文里面，阿门就是说对的意思。
It means I'm certain about this.
就是说我实在是很确信的这个。
When we pray and we say Amen at the end of our prayers, it means I really mean this prayer.
就是说我们祷告后说阿门，就是说我真的是很确信我的祷告。
And it's also responding to God's promise.
就是对神的应许的一种回应。
And when God promises, He says yes, I will bring it to pass.
当神应许他，就是说我一定会让他给实现。
And so then we reply and say Amen.
所以我们就回答说是的。
So what are God's promises for our lives?
所以神对我们的人生的应许是什么呢?
He does not promise to give us prosperous lives.
他没有应许说要给我们一个就是很辉煌腾达的人生。
He doesn't promise to give us a nice career or a nice house.
他并没有应许说要给我们一个好的工作、好的家庭、好的人生。
But he does promise his amazing grace to be with us.
但是他有应许他的那奇异恩典跟我们在一起。
And he promises that his grace is sufficient for all of our needs.
他的应许就是他的恩典。
And he promises that we have a future hope in heaven.
他也应许说我们有一个未来的盼望在天堂里。
And we are looking forward to heaven.
但是我们就是眼睛定睛往天堂看。
When there is no more sickness, no more crying.
所以在那里没有疾病，也没有哭。
God will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
神会就是抹去我们所有的眼泪。
Are you looking forward to heaven?
你是。定睛仰望那个天堂吗?
Are you looking forward to God's promises?
你要定睛仰望神的应许吗?
Sometimes I think we get a little too comfortable in this life.
我觉得我们的人生就是有时候就太舒服了。
Especially if our careers are very successful, our family seems okay.
觉得我们的工作很成功，我们家庭也还很好。
Don't be too comfortable here.
不要太在这世上不要太舒服。
Be just like the prophet Isaiah, waiting, looking forward to see God's promise.
就好像这个先知以赛亚书，他就是等待，然后他定睛的仰望神的。
Isaiah's first son that we know of that's mentioned in the Bible.
就是以赛亚第一个儿子在圣经上讲的。
His name is brought up in chapter 7, verse 3.
他的名字是在第七章第三节。
And it's a kind of a funny name in Hebrew. In Hebrew, it's Shear Yashub.
啊，他的名字呢，就说嗯，叫做 Shera Yasu， 那个他是第三节。第七章第三节。
Yeah. And this Hebrew word, what it means?
这个施雅雅述的意思就是说
，It means the remnant will return.
就说剩下的民会回来。
The remnant will return.
剩下的会回来。
In other words, that at this time, because the Israelites were so rebellious against God, so God really punished them an awful lot.
在这个时候，因为以色列人真的是就是违叛了神，所以神真的是加上他们有很多的惩罚的。
In the end of chapter 6, God says Israel is like a big tree.
在第六章后面的时候，神说以色列就好像一个大树。
And he's going to chop it down.
但是他会把它砍掉
and burn it up.
但是会烧掉
However, just like after a tree has been chopped down, there's still a stump left in the ground.
就好像，但是就好像树被砍掉以后，还是地上还有一点树根
and there's still seeds.
但是下面还是有种子
So even after it's burned up, the seeds can grow again.
就算这个树被烧，里面的种子还会再长
and from the stump can grow a new tree.
从这个剩下的树根可以长新的树
So God says in the same way, there is still a
所以神说，就像这个树一样，还会有以色列还会有剩下的。
Even though the rest of the country would turn away against God，
就算是其他的剩下的国家都会掩面不忘神。
There's still a stump that trusts in God，
就还有就剩下的树根，就剩下的民还是信任神。
And from this will come new life，
从这些人之中会有新的生命出来。
So the name of Isaiah's first son that's recorded in the Bible，
所以以赛第一个儿子的名字
is actually a promise from God，
就是其实是神的应许。
His name is a promise that even though God may punish us now, but there's still a remnant, and from that remnant will come new life.
这个应许就是说，虽然我们被神来审判，但是在审在这在啊审判以后还会是有剩下的，然后总在剩下的会有新生命出来。
It's a promise of God's grace.
这个是神恩典的应许。
In our families, in our lives, are we waiting for God's promise of grace?
在我们的人生跟我们的家庭，我们对神的应许有等待吗？
Secondly, our family is to be signs and wonders.
第二个，我们的家庭应该就是神的预兆跟奇迹。
Let's continue reading this verse 18.
就是我们现在念十八节，看哪、我与耶和华说给我的儿女，就是从住在锡安上万军之耶和华来的，在以色列中作为预兆跟奇迹。
And this is rather reminiscent of Joshua when he says, As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
就是这有点就是跟那个约书亚书一样，就说我与我的家都要侍奉神。
Doesn't mention his wife, but he has a wife because he had more kids.
就是没有讲说他的太太，但是他因为他有小孩。
So it's implied that there's a...Yeah, their family is together.
所以他的就整个家庭是侍奉神。
Their family, in other words, it's not just Isaiah himself that's being a prophet.
其实并不是说只有以赛亚是一个先知的。
It's the whole family that serves God together.
这是其实整个家庭一起服侍神。
Sometimes churches kind of abuse this, like when a church hires a pastor, they get two for one, right?
所以有时候呢，那个教堂就是有时候就是有点把这个搞糊涂，他以为他。请一个牧师就有买一送一这样。
Yeah, because then he also gets the pastor's wife.
所以又拿到那个又有请到那个 pastor 的那个太太。买一送一。
But in reality, it actually should be that all of our families, not just the pastor's family, but all of our families are serving God together.
其实并不就只有牧师跟牧师太，其实我们整个家庭都是要侍奉神。
Really, this is talking about the leadership of the head of the home, the father.
这是就是说这是讲关于就是爸爸就是一家庭的头。
And if the father serves God, then he should also bring his family along with him.
如果这个爸爸是服侍神，他应该也是把他所有的家庭成员带到神。
Now, unfortunately, the reality nowadays is that in most of our churches, it's mostly the women, mostly the wives or the children that are coming to church.
但是常常现在的教堂都是只有太太，然后太太跟小孩来教堂。
I'm very encouraged to see a lot of husbands and fathers here.
我很受鼓励，因为看到这里很多爸爸、
really,
爸爸跟先生来。
Really need to encourage the fathers.
我真的鼓励你们这样。
It's very difficult. It's a very hard job and a high call.
是不容易的，而且是很崇高的呼召。
When we have fathers who serve the Lord, then these fathers have an obligation also to teach their family, to teach their children and their spouses, and to bring them before God.
但是如果是有爸爸他在服侍神，这个爸爸有责任把他的小孩跟太太一起带到神的面前。
In many families, the father is not a Christian, and maybe it's the wife who first becomes a Christian.
很多家里爸爸不是基督徒，但是太太先变成基督徒。
The Bible actually has a lot to say about the role of a believing wife as well.
但是圣经上很多话就讲说，先信的那个太太的那个道理。
How she can be a testimony to her husband just through her own life, just through her quiet and gentle life.
太太要怎么样做一个见证，就是用她安静还有温柔的人生来做见证。
Doesn't need to smack him around.
不用这样子找先生麻烦。
And that itself is a testimony to God's power.
就是她这个安静跟温柔的人生就是神的见证。
In other words, the Bible's model is to serve as a family, as a family unit.
所以就说这个圣经上的那个就是说我们整个全家就是一起来侍奉。
You know, a lot of times nowadays in the reality of like economy and our jobs and stuff, sometimes we have to be apart from our families, right?
就常常现在在这个时代，因为我们的工作，我们常常就是要跟我们家庭的人分开。
Working with the young people, I know a lot of the teenagers that we minister to are here either by themselves or maybe just with their mom and then their dad still overseas in China or elsewhere.
对，我常常跟那个青年人在一起的时候，我就发现常常有些亲人自己在这里，不然就是跟他妈妈、爸爸还在国外的。
And that, you know, sometimes the reality it's a necessity, 没办法 right?
那这个是没办法的一个事实的。
But this is not really how God designed the family to work long term.
但是这神对家庭的计划，对长远计划，并不是这样的。
We need to be together, and we need to be serving God as a unit.
我们需要在一起，然后需要一起来服侍神。
Why? Because God gave us our family for a purpose, for a reason.
因为为什么？因为神给我们的家庭是有个目的的。
Family is not something that we create out of our own strength. We just decide to make a kid.
家庭并不是说我们就是自己决定、自己主权，就是说，我们要有小孩。
Every life is a gift from God.
每一个生命都是神的礼物。
And God gave us our family for a purpose.
神给我们家庭是有个目的。
And that purpose, as it says here, is to be signs and wonders.
这个目的就是要做神的预兆跟奇迹。
A sign is just like a freeway sign. It has an arrow in it, right?
这个预兆就好像就是你在那个高速公路上，它有那个它有那个箭头。
And the sign always has a direction arrow pointing.
这个高速公路上的那个 sign 牌子都有它的那个箭头有指向哪个方向。
Yeah. And so the point of the sign is not to point to itself.
所以这个指方向的这个指标不是说要指向自己的。
It's to point to somewhere else.
是指到你的地方，其他地方。
This morning coming here, we needed to pull over in Burnaby or Vancouver somewhere, and so we exited off of Kensington off of the highway.
我们今天从哪里开车？我们需要换人开，所以我们从那 Kensington exit.
Took us an hour to get here.
就是我们开了一个钟头来。
So she was driving initially because she's the most wonderful wife in the world.
我本来是我开车要载她。
she got tired, so we switched over. We exited off of Kensington. Then we needed to get back on the freeway.
但是后来实在没办法，只好换人开，就到 Kensington 就要换人。
And then, no entrance onto the freeway.
就我们出去又进来，就发现没有再进来的那个。在高速公路进来的口。
So, 没办法, I have to look for a sign, right? It tells me Highway 1 heading westbound.
所以没办法,他就一直要看,要有那个指标,就是说,高速公路往西走的。
Now, the point of a sign is not that I walk up to the sign and enjoy the beauty of the sign. The sign is so wonderful.
这个指标的目的不是说我去指标前面看,觉得这指标很美。
The point of the sign is to get me back on the freeway.
这指标的目的就是让我能回到高速公路上。
My goal is UCBC Church.
我的目的就是来到这个教会。
In the same way, we and our families are to be signs.
就是这样子，我们跟我们家庭就是要像一个预兆一样。
In other words, the point is not to draw people to us.
就是目的不是说让人家来看我们的。
But we are just an arrow pointing to Jesus.
我们就好像那个指标指向神的。
We don't want to tell people, oh, you want to become a Christian so that you can become just like me.
你要说你要当基督徒，就可以像我一样。
Some people are like, even you know, tell testimonies, stories about, oh, after you know, after I came to know Jesus, then Jesus just blessed my business and my family, and I'm so prosperous now, and everything's so happy.
有些人就见证就是说，哦，我信了神以后，我现在很高兴啊，因为神都祝福我的家庭，我现在很开心的，就很有钱这样。
Then if people actually really become Christians after that, then they'll feel deceived.
但如果神真别人因为借着这样变成基督徒，他们就觉得被骗。
They're like, hey, you promised me a happy life, and then following Jesus is actually very difficult.
你一直我说我有个快乐的人生，信了主以后，但是其实不容易。
Jesus promised actually if we follow after him, the world will hate us.
其实神的应许是，如果我们就是跟随主，这世界上的人会恨我们。
Because the world hated Jesus.
因为这世界上是恨耶稣的。
And so if we're Jesus' disciples following after him, then the world will treat us the same way.
如果我们做神的门徒来跟随他，世界上也对我们一样的就。
When we preach the gospel, when we tell people about Jesus, we need to tell them the whole truth.
当我们要跟神别人分享神的福音，我们要跟他说所有的真相。
This is not like a ticket into heaven.
这个福音不是一个就是天堂的门票。
Or like an eternal life insurance.
也不是就是说就是我们永生的那个保险。
But instead, this is really about following Jesus.
这真的就是只是关于我们要怎么样跟随耶稣。
Obedience.
要顺服。
Whatever Jesus tells me to do, I'm going to do that.
不论耶稣告诉我做什么，我就去做。
And so when I share the gospel with others, I don't want them to become a disciple of Sean 的门徒。
但是我就要分享给我，不希望别人就说别人变成我的门徒。
But instead, 基督徒 right? So a disciple of Jesus.
所以其实我们是基督的门徒，就是基督徒。
And so we and our family also will point the way to Jesus.
所以我跟我们的家庭就是一个预兆跟指标。
The second son of Isaiah that's mentioned in the Bible.
所以以赛亚的第二个儿子在圣经上这里。
Is mentioned in the beginning of chapter 8, verses 1 through 4.
在第八章一到四节有讲到。
He's got a really long name.
他有一个很长的。
In Hebrew it's Maher Shalal Hashbaz.
所以他叫马黑尔沙拉。
Yeah, that's in chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. And what it means?
所以这个名字的意思是
It's actually not a very nice name either.
这不是什么好名啊。
It means swift to the plunder, quick to the prey.
这个它的意思就是说要
It's verse.
所以他的意思就是说，很快的要去抢劫，
yeah.
然后就是很快的要掳去。
Yeah, 对 ，Yeah, so, yeah. And why he was given this name?
为什么他第二个儿子有这个名字
？Oh, yeah. Like, so if you feel that the name that your parents gave you is a bad name, well, this is even worse.
如果你觉得你父母给名字不好，这个是更不好的。
Yeah, why did he have to call his son that?
为什么他要叫他的儿子那个名字
？Actually, the beginning of chapter 8 says God specifically told Isaiah to call his son this name.
这是第八章这里说神特地。跟以赛亚书，你就是要叫给你名字儿子起这个名字。
Because this is according to verse 4. Because before the little kid knows how to call my father or my mother, then the wealth of Damascus and the plunder of Samaria will be carried off.
啊，这就是说，其实所以这个预言就是说，当这个小孩知道怎么叫爸爸妈妈的时候呢，大马士革的财宝跟撒玛利亚的掳物就会被亚述王他们掳去。
Remember, Damascus is the capital city of Aram. So these two countries, Aram and Israel, right? They were fighting against Judah.
所以现在记得说，大马士革就是这个国亚兰国家的首都。然后这个亚兰国跟北国是一起攻打南国。
And God is saying they will be plundered.
但是神说这两个国家也是会被掳去的。
So that's kind of a good thing, right?
就其实也是一个好事吧。
It's also kind of a scary thing.
也是怕怕的事。
And actually, God says this is later on in verse 8-ish. scripture. So God says that Assyria will not stop there. Assyria will take over Aram and take over Israel and then also come south.
但是神说其实那个亚述他不仅会打了亚兰国北国他还是会到南会打南国的。
In other words, Assyria is God's chosen instrument to conquer, to punish all three of these countries.
就是说亚述呢其实是主的工具来惩罚这三个国的。
And later on, Assyria themselves will also be punished by God.
但是之后亚述这个国家也是会被神惩罚。
It's kind of a scary prophecy.
这是一个很让人害怕的。
Actually, a lot of the Old Testament is like this.
其实很多旧约都是很令人害怕的。
So this kid, poor boy, growing up with a name like this.
所以这个很可怜的小孩他的名字就是这样就是屡劣迅速被抢夺也迅速。
The point is that actually God has, God knows all of the countries of the world.
其实这里就是说神知道这个世界上所有的国家。
And no one is righteous before God.
没有人在神的面前是公义的。
Israel is not righteous, Judah is not righteous.
以色列不是公义，南国犹大也不是公义。
God's going to use Assyria to punish them, but even Assyria is also not righteous.
神要以用亚述当工具来惩罚他，但是亚述也会被惩罚。
Canada is a very nice country to live in, very blessed, but it's also not righteous.
加拿大是很受祝福的国家，但是也不是公义。
America also very, very far from God now.
美国也是非常离主非常远。
China is really rising and becoming very strong, but also a lot of corruption, a lot of selfishness, also not righteous.
中国也很强，但是因为有很多自私，也有很多腐败。
None of us, ourselves, our own families, we are also not righteous before God.
我们自己和我们的家庭，我们在神面前也不是公义的。
So the name of Isaiah's second son that's mentioned here is really talking about God is righteous and we are not.
所以其实这第二个儿子真正名字的意思就是说，其实。神是公义，但是我们不是公义。
So when we pray, God, we look forward to your promises. Well, sometimes God's promises are also ones of justice and punishment.
但是我们祷告说，我们祷告你的应许，有时候神的应许是神的公义跟神的惩罚。
It's something mighty and wonderful, like a miraculous, spectacular, but it's also pretty scary.
是有时候是很让人惧怕，虽然它是一个很大的奇迹跟奇事的。
And this is why the Bible often talks about the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord.
这常常就是最深。在圣经上就说我们对神就是有神圣的害怕。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, right?
就是对神的敬畏神是智慧的开端。
Yeah, yeah, and that's actually really good. The Chinese translation is as 敬畏, right? But actually the Hebrew word has no difference between that and 惧怕, like 怕怕。
对，就是虽然说中文翻译成敬畏，但是希伯来文其实就是。有怕怕的意思
It's really the same word.
其实跟怕怕惧怕是一样的。
Now what's the difference? Like for instance, we tell children not to stick their fingers in the electrical socket.
所以我们告诉小孩不要把手伸进那个插头里面。
So that they're going to be afraid of electricity.
所以他们会对电来怕怕。
Now this is a fear that pushes that keeps them away from the electricity.
但是这个怕怕会让小孩就是不要接近那个插头。
But if they really have that healthy fear, then they won't stick their fingers in.
但是他们如果真的怕，他们不会把手指伸进去。
So in the same way, our fear of God.Is a fear that drives us to obey Him.
但是我们对神的敬畏跟怕是，就是让我们来更对神来更接近。
But unlike other fears, this is the fear of the Lord is a fear that draws us closer to God, not farther away.
跟别的惧怕不一样，就是我们这个对神的敬畏是让我们跟神更接近。
Because He is also a good and loving God.
因为他同时是一个好的，还有爱我们的神。
So His fear, as we fear Him, then we obey Him, and that obedience draws us towards Him.
我们对他的敬畏，让我们对他顺服，然后让我们使他更接近。
So our family is a sign and a wonder, a testimony to God.
所以我们的家庭是一个预兆跟奇迹，也是一个对神的见证。
But it's not talking about how wonderful our family is.
不是就是讲说我们的家庭多好。
It's talking about how powerful God is.
就是讲说神是多么的有能力的。
have to get your permission first to tell the next story. Thank you. We're very happy, very thankful that God gave us this baby. It's really a miracle.
我们很高兴神就是奇迹给我们这个小孩。
It's actually not our first baby. Not our
不是我们是一个小孩。
So we were trying for a number of years, and we actually like despaired, like we weren't sure if we could have babies.
我们试着一两年就不晓得我们会不会有小孩。
Earlier this year, actually at the beginning of this year, God actually gave us a baby.
就说今年头神给我们一个小孩。
And after not very long, just a few weeks, God took him back.
但是就是隔没几周我就流产。
It was a very difficult time for us.
就是对我们来说非常困难。
It was like just like we only got to know our baby just for a very short time. But we really feel like we felt like this was God does not owe us anything, so God didn't have to give us any baby. And I think after that it was a very, we spent a lot of time in prayer and just kind of asking God why.
就我们又祷告，然后问神
这样。We really felt like it was like baby was really there, and really like baby like God gave us a real child. Like it's not just a piece of tissue; it's an actual life.
真的觉得神就是那时候是给我们一个小孩，本来就是一个小孩。
Yeah, 本来就是一个小孩。对。We often wondered why God would do that. Some people would say, oh, God is so cruel, right, to do this. But we really felt like this was a gift from God.
但是我们就觉得有些人会觉得哦，神很残忍，但是我们真的觉得这是神的礼物。
And it was almost like God was specially giving us just an angel just even for those few weeks to comfort us and to encourage us that we can continue to trust in him.
就是好像神在给我们鼓励，就是好像那小天使在鼓励我们说，我们可以继续来信靠他。
So he actually gave the baby a name.
所以我们就给我们的小孩一个名字。
And in the Bible, there's a character who his name means comfort. His mommy gave him that name because he brought comfort to their family.
在圣经上有一个名字，就是说啊，妈妈给他一个啊，小孩给这个名字，就是说啊，神来的安慰。
And the name is Noah.
所以名字就是挪亚。
It's like Noah's flood.
就像挪亚的那个淹水，
So it means comfort.
这就是安慰的意思。
And we really just felt like this is just an experience that God took us through. Actually, I know a lot of people have gone through similar experiences. It's very, very common.
我知道很多人也有同样的经验，就是。
Yeah, it doesn't hurt any less. It still hurts just as much.
但是就是同样就是很受伤的。
But it's still God's faithfulness through this.
但是神的信实在这里面就见证。
And it's nothing about our righteousness, and it's nothing about, oh, you know, oh, maybe if we had done something different, whatever, whatever.
这不是我们的功，也不是说我们能做什么或不做什么。
Actually, even my sister, who's a doctor, says that, you know, very early stage miscarriage is usually genetic, right?
就说啊，我的姐姐是医生，也说，如果说早期的流产呢，可能就是。遗传
yeah.
不是遗传就是
基因 yeah, 对 yeah. So it's not like, you know, if we eat something different or it didn't bend down or whatever.
就不是我们吃什么还是说不要做什么
Yeah, it's really it's God's choice. Yeah.
就是神的选择决定
Yeah, and it's an example, I think, it's an opportunity for us to experience God's grace.
就是这也是让我们来经历神恩典的一个机会
Yeah.And even if God hadn't given us this second baby, we would still trust in Him.
如果神没有给我们第二个小孩，我们还是要继续信靠神。
We still know that He's the author of life. He gives us life.
知道神是创造主的，他也是给他给我们生命。
I think it reminds us all about that. You know, we don't even know when our last day is going to be.
所以就是给我们提醒，就是我们在这世界上最后一天，我们都不知道。
God creates life, and He can also take it away.
神创造生命，他也可以把生命拿走。
So blessed be the name of the Lord.
所以就是神的名应当称颂。
We desire that our family be a sign and a wonder to God.
所以我们希望我们的家庭是神的预兆跟奇迹。
Not that people look at our family and think that we're a wonderful family or whatever.
不是就是说人看到我们家庭觉得我们家庭很好。
But that they see a testimony, a story about God's faithfulness. He is always faithful.
但是他能看到神信实的见证。
He is always a good God.
他永远都是一个好的神。
Lastly, we turn to God's law and testimony.
最后一点就是我们就是要回转归向神的律法跟神的见证。
The last portion of this, of this section, so let's read maybe verses 19 through 22. It's not an easy passage to read.
我们要念第19到22节，不容易的这个。
Let's read this again.
我们一起念。
有人对你们说，当求问那些教诲的和行无数的，就是声音绵寒，言语微细的，你们便回答说，百姓不当求问自己的什么，岂可为活人求问死人呢？人当以训诲和法度为标准，他们说的若不与你相符，既不借鉴晨光，他们必经过这地，受艰难，受饥饿，饥饿的时候心中焦躁，咒骂自己的君王和自己的神。仰望上天，俯察下地，不要尽是艰难、黑暗和幽暗的痛苦，他们必被赶入乌黑的黑暗中去。
This is really a warning to all of us.
这对我们的其实是一个那个警告。
God is our only light.
神是我们唯一的光。
We can only rely and trust on His word.
我们只能信靠，然后信靠神的话。
Isaiah here, when he's saying this, he's actually full of indignation, like in his heart, he's very like angry, upset.
所以就是当以赛亚讲说他在心中他讲这个时候，他心中是很生气。
He's angry at his countrymen, the people around him.
他对他就是国家的民，他很生气。
That even though they know better, they ought to know who God is, but they don't turn to God.
他们其实应该早知道神是谁，但是他们并不回转归向神。
When they are in trouble, they run even further away from God.
当他们就是有麻烦的时候，他们就是反而就是跑离神越远。
And this passage reminds us all that when we are in trouble, when we go through times of difficulty or of sorrow, we have to just count back on God and on His word.
这个经文就是说，当我们有痛苦困难的时候，我们就是应该更神，对神更接近。
Actually, the king of Judah at the time, his name was Ahaz, Ahaz.
其实就是那时候南国犹大国的国王的名字叫亚哈。
Remember that at the time, Aram, right, was fighting against them.
所以记得那时候亚兰国就是他们是打南国的。
And they were winning.
当他们北国跟亚兰是正在赢的时候。
And so then King Ahaz of the southern kingdom, he realized, oh, these people are fighting against me and they're winning, so then maybe I should worship their gods too.
所以亚哈就看到这些他们都赢了，对方都赢了，我大概也要去敬拜他们的神。
Really stupid.
就是有点笨笨。
Later on, Assyrians also come and conquer and punish them.
所以以后到这以后呢，那亚述也是来打败北国跟亚兰。
Again, King Ahaz says, "Oh, those guys won, so then there must be something to resolve."
亚兰国王那个南国的国王就说，亚述王赢了，我就大概要去敬拜亚述的神。
When he's under pressure, under stress, he runs even farther away from God.
所以当亚哈斯王他在压力有困难的时候，他就离神越来越远。
When we are under stress,
当我们在压力下
，where we turn.
我们要转向谁？
When we go through sorrow or times of loss,
当我们经历痛苦跟丢失的时候，
How do we cope?
我们要怎么样去来经营这些？
When I was small, I remember my mommy sat me down one time and spoke very seriously to me.
但我小时候，我妈妈有一天就叫我坐下，很严肃告诉我。
She said that, you know, that I have great difficulty dealing with frustration.
我的妈妈就告诉我，就说我呢，就是我不太能来经营我的沮丧的情绪。
And then she said that when I get frustrated, I need to pray and I need to ask God for peace.
我妈妈告诉我，当我沮丧的时候，我其实要求神的平安。
I remember there was this one time when it was Easter Sunday and I really didn't want to go to church.
那我记得就是好像是有一个是复活节，我不想上教堂。
My parents just wanted to bring me to church, they just didn't want to go.
我父母就是要逼我去教堂，我就是不要上教堂。
How do I deal with it? By running away and hiding.
那我怎么去经营我的沮丧？我就跑了，就很藏起来。
I was really smart because I figured if I hid under my bed, they would surely find me.
我很聪明，我就想说，我如果躲到我自己床下呢，我父母一定会找到我。
So I hid under my brother's bed.
对啊，我藏到我哥哥的床下。
They still found
me. 他们还是找得到我。
My strategy was to run away and hide.
那是我那时候的计谋，就是我要跑走，然后藏起来。
I still do the same thing.
我现在还是一样。
I can't hide under my brother's bed now.
我现在没有办法去藏在我哥床下。
When the two of us have our heated discussions.
如果我们现在有加热的讨论，
But when we have our heated discussions, how do I deal with it? How do I cope?
所以我现在要怎么？我们加热吵架要怎么办？
拜拜。
Oh, 他就跑了。
I remember there was this one time I was just so, I don't know, I just frustrated, couldn't think, just really like upset, just frustrated.
我记得有一次我就不能头脑都不能想，就是很沮丧。
We were driving in a parking lot. She was driving.
我又在开车，然后就经过一个停车场。
And just as we almost pulled to a stop sign,
我就刚好要慢慢停下来的时候
，so frustrated, I just.Jumped out the door.
他就跳车。
The car was not stopped yet.
车子就还没停。
Twist my ankle.
然后就扭到自己的脚。
I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson.
他学习到他的那个。
I was stupid. And the same, I don't know how to deal, right?
就是我不晓得要怎么处理。
I just run away and hide.
所以我就跑了又藏起来。
Sometimes when we're under financial stress, maybe don't know, you know, how we're going to pay the bills.
有时候我们在经济上有很大的压力，不晓得要怎么。
What are we going to do?
我们要怎么做?
Well, I know I can rely on my education, on my knowledge.
我想是不是要信赖自己的那个教育啊，自己的那个头脑。
I used to be very successful where I used to live, right? Now I come here in Canada, I should definitely be able to get a job, right?
就是我以前就是很成功，我现在来加拿大，我一定可以找到工作。
No, I used to be a boss or a manager, people respected me. Surely, you know, I can get a good job here.
我以前我是老板，人家尊敬我，在这一定可以找到工作。
I put my sense of security, my trust in my head, in my knowledge.
我把我的对我自己信赖就摆在我自己的头脑跟我的聪明里。
In my education, in my diploma.
对，就是信赖我自己的教育。
In my money.
跟我的钱。
And sometimes God takes those things away from us.
有时候神把这些通通从我们身上拿走。
To remind us that we should not put our trust in these things.
就是要提醒我们不应该把我们的信靠摆在这些事情上。
These things pass away very, very quickly.
这些事情。一切都是要过去。
Sometimes when we move to another country is when we realize all my credentials in the old country all not useless.
有时候我们在那个新国家，说我们在以前所建立的那些啊信用啊，就是背景，通通是没了。
When we're young, we put our trust in our own strength that I can be healthy and I can always work. I can go in construction or something. I can work.
但是我们年轻的时候，我们就是啊相信我们自己的能力，就是我们体力哈，就是可以去什么工地工作。
As we get older, we realize.Starting to run down.
就是我们老了，就知道我们自己实在体力不行。
We have limits.
我们其实是有限制的。
Our trust should only be in Jesus alone.
我们的信靠其实就是只能唯一信靠神。
When I'm in stress, when I'm in trouble, when I'm in sorrow, only Jesus alone.
我们在有压力、有麻烦，然后在痛苦中，真的只能信靠神，唯有信靠耶稣。
Sometimes we place God as last resort.
常常我们就觉得神是最后一个办法。
First, I will try to work really hard and solve this.
第一，我首先就应该先努力一点，然后自己尝试解决。
First, I will use my own intellect, my own thinking, and I'll figure out a way how to solve this.
我要首先先用我的聪明，然后看怎么解决。
And then if that doesn't work, oh, then I'll fall back on God.
如果这个聪明没有办法解决，我再去找神。
没办法 ，then I pray, right?
所以没办法，所以我只好祷告。
No, actually, it should be the first thing I do.
所以其实不是去祷告，应该是第一件事先做。
First, turn to Jesus.
第一个先归向耶稣。
In Isaiah here in verse 20, he says, "Why are we turning to other things?" In that case, they were turning to mediums of the inquiring of the dead, of dead spirits.
在第二十节这里说，他为什么就是要找死人呢？到去找教鬼的跟行巫术。
Like, why are we turning to all these things, to the law and to the testimony?
为什么我们要去找这些教鬼的呢？其实我们应该以 我们的训诲跟见证啊为标准。他这里写法度，但是
Yeah, so actually the first word that's translated is law or...
第一个字 law 的它的意思就是说神的律法。
Yeah, and it's, the Hebrew word is Torah, which is really referring to the Old Testament law, like in Moses.
这个律法就是前面的就是那个圣经前五章的律法，就是摩西的律法。
We can think of it as referring to all of the Bible.
我们也可以想说这是整个圣经的律法。
The second word translated is testimony.Testimony is really talking about God's work in our lives today.
第二个字就是见证，就是其实就是说神在我们身上的工作。
Our families are a testimony to God.
我们的家庭是神的见证。
So rather than relying on our own intellect, we turn to God's word and we turn to the memory of how God has been active in our families.
就是与其相信自己的聪明，倒不如就是来看信靠回来神的话语，然后记得神在我们身上以前所做的工。
When I am in trouble, when it feels like everything is collapsing around,
就好像就觉得你在有麻烦或什么事都快倒下的时候。
Two things I need to do.
我需要做两件事。
One thing is to go back to God's word.
第一件事就是回到神的话语中。
God's promises.
神的应许
God's commands
还有神的神的就是诫命
and the second thing that I need to do
第二件事我需要做的
is remember the testimony
就是记得神的见证
what God has done in our lives already
神在我的人生中已经做了什么事了
count your blessings count them one by one
就是要数算你的恩典
right so we remember what God has done for us
所以我们记得神在我们人生中已经为了我们做什么
in the past God has always been faithful
神有在过去总是信实的
So why should I doubt him now?
所以我现在为什么要怀疑他
I continue to trust in him
我现在要继续来信靠他
To the law and to the testimony
对我要去是当以那个神的律法跟神的见证来做标准
As fathers and mothers, as leaders of our families
就是当爸爸妈妈的
We also need to remember the law and the testimony need to be in the middle of our family
我们就是要记得神的律法跟见证是要我们家庭中
We always say this is a must do for Christian families to spend time together every single night and read God's word and pray together.
就是在基督家庭一定要做的就是每晚一起灵修，然后祷告，家庭一起祷告。
With as many within your family as are Christians.
就说就是在家庭中基督徒一起这样子
Sometimes some of your family members may not be Christian You can always invite them But if they don't want to participate That's okay
如果有些家庭成员不是基督徒你可以邀请他他们不要也可以
If you are the only Christian in your family That's okay You spend some time between you and God
你如果是唯一的基督徒你也自己可以跟神这样灵修
And we pray that God will continue to use you As a channel of his love to the rest of your family
我们就是祷告就是神要利用你就是以那个做神的管道，然后来让他的爱来传到你其他家人。
Lead our families so that God's law and testimony are in the middle of our family.
所以我们要来领导我们的家庭，所以神的律法跟神的见证是我们家庭中的。
But I saw some of my fondest memories are of watching my dad as he does his quiet time.
就是当我小时候，我最喜欢的回忆就是看我的爸爸怎么样与神灵修。
And when I was a teenager, he started studying the Hebrew and the Greek.
但是我是在青少年的时候，我爸爸开始念希伯来文跟希腊文。
And so he would actually like read to us, and he'd be reading in the original languages.
然后他会自己就是以希伯来文跟希腊文的念圣经。
He would also sometimes when he came to visit me at my house, he would sometimes go into the back balcony and he'd be sunning himself when it's bright and sunny like a day like today.
然后他有时候到他家之后就开始做日光浴。
And he would be wearing nothing except for his speedos.
然后他会穿一条小泳裤。
And then he would take like the cooking oil, the olive oil, and slather it on.
然后他就会用那个橄榄油，就是抹在他全身。
And he would be reading his Bible.
然后他就会念圣经。
And all the neighbors can see.
然后所有的邻居都看到。
And I was horribly embarrassed.
然后他就觉得很那个有点羞
But I was still very proud of my dad because he was reading his Bible.
但是我对我也是。 为我爸爸感到骄傲，因为他还是念了圣经的。
And it was a reminder that my dad knew, even though he's the head of the family, but he's underneath God's authority.
但是我爸爸知道，虽然说他是家里的头，但是他还是就是在神的权柄之下。
And so to see him humble himself before God is just such an amazing sight.
所以就是说，其实就是非常的非常好的一个见证，就是说他可以在神的面前谦卑下来。
I'm learning this as well to be a new dad.
我现在也在学习，我要变爸爸。
And also together with the other dads here, I really want to encourage you.
就是要鼓励这里的父亲们。
Yeah, when your kids see you, humble yourself before God.
当你的小孩看到你在神面前谦卑下来。
Yeah, that's the mark of a real man and a real leader.
这才是一个真正的领袖跟真正的男人。
Make God's law and God's testimony be at the center of our family.
真的是希望神的律法跟见证是我们家庭的中心。
There's much more in this passage, actually, just even in these few verses here. We don't have time to get into today.
就说这经文还有讲很多，但今天没有时间，就是再继续深讲。
The last part of this verses 21 and 22 are actually very scary.
这个最后这二十一节跟二十也是非常怕怕。
It says if we don't have God's law in our families and in our hearts.
如果这里说我们心中还有家庭里没有神的律法
，We are like in the darkness.
我们好像在黑暗中。
Psalm 119 verse 105, right?
就是那个诗篇一一九章一零五节
yeah, right. Your word is a lamp unto my feet.
就说你的话是我脚前的灯。
And so without God's word, then we have no light.
如果没有神的话语，我们根本就没有光。
Then we have no hope.
那我们也没有希望。
Without God's word, we're frustrated with our own lives.
我们没有神的话，我们对我们的人生会很沮丧。
We don't see an end point. We don't see a way out.
我们就没有办法，就是从这走出来。
It says here, look up to God and look up to the king and just curse the king.
这里经文上说，我现在就他们往上看神，然后就是咒骂自己的君王。
See a lot of people in Vancouver, they're very frustrated, very angry.
我觉得看到就是说很多人在温哥华，他们就是心中有怒气，生气。
Complain at the government, complain at Canada.、Right?
就是要抱怨加拿大，抱怨政府。
You fight the power.
就是要打倒权力。
Right, frustrated because they don't see a solution.
他们很沮丧，他们不知道有什么办法解决。
And then even blame God. God, why did you do this to me?
就好像又要就是责备神，神你为什么让这个发生在我身上？
But then no matter how much they complain, still nothing.
但是不管他们怎么抱怨，还是没有什么事发生。
So then 没办法， they turn to earth.Look down at their own lives.
所以没有办法，所以他们就往下看，看到他们自己的生活。
And full of suffering and full of darkness.
就这里有很多痛苦跟黑暗。
And this is life without Christ.
这就是没有神的生命。
With no light and with no hope.
没有光也没有希望。
Next time, next chapter.
下一次就是下一节，下一章。
Chapter 9 gives us the light in the darkness.
下一章有告诉我们，就是在黑暗中的光。
And it gives us this promise that even though that we live in a world that is full of darkness and full of frustration, that there is hope.
告诉我们就说这个应许，就虽然我们在这个世界上有很多沮丧，还有那个痛苦，但是我们还是有希望。
So today we talked about how Isaiah's family and our families as well are signs and witnesses to God's power.
所以今天我们讲到说，我们是神的预兆跟神的见证，我们的家庭。
We talked about two sons of Isaiah.
我们讲到说以赛亚两个儿子。
The first son, his name means the remnant will return. It's God's promise.
第一个名字就是说剩下的会回来，就是神的应许。
The second son's name is kind of scary. It means quick to the plunder and swift to the
第二个儿子的名字是屡烈迅速，还有抢夺也迅速。
It's talking about God's power and God's justice.
是讲到说神的大能跟神的审判。
Yeah, not about our righteousness.
这不是关于我们的公义。
And there is a third child.
还有现在有第三个小孩。
This is not Isaiah's kid.
这不是以赛亚的小孩。
But it is a child whose name is mentioned earlier in chapter 7.
但是这个小孩的名字在第七章也讲到。
And his name is Emmanuel.
他的名字就是神与我们同在。
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
And this promise is referring to Jesus.
这个就是 应许是关于耶稣的。
He will be the light in the darkness.
他就好像是黑暗中的光。
So next time that we have a chance to be back here with you guys, I think is in a month from now.
所以下我们下个月才会再来。
Oh, we are looking forward to that.
我们就是很期盼。
It will be a Christmas Sunday, I think.
就是是那个耶诞节的前一个礼拜日。
Yeah, and our passage will be the next section after this, Isaiah chapter 9.
所以下一次就要讲第九。
For to us a child is born.
所以就是有一个婴孩为我们而生。
Why don't we close in a word of prayer?
我们现在来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的主耶稣，
we thank you, Lord, for giving us our lives.
我们感谢你给我们生命，
and giving us our families.
给我们的家庭。
We thank you, Lord, that you have given us our life for a purpose.
我们感谢你，因为我们的人生有目的。
And our families also have a purpose.